Good to be here this morning. Again, good to be back with family. I always love coming back here. Feel welcome, feel at home. Christmas, one of the most joyful times of the year for the world. As last night we sat down and had a big old feast. All right, we eat lots of food. All right. Sometime today and even tomorrow, we'll open up lots of gifts from our family, all right? Be with friends and loved ones, all right? Just a wonderful time of the year, all right? But one of the things that I look forward to every single week is being in chapel or being at church with fellow believers and worshiping our Lord, all right? And as this morning, when we look into His Word, we'll see that that is the real reason we're here. Not the gifts, not being with family, not the food, all right, but to worship Him, all right, and to remember. So this morning, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 18 through 25. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Shall we pray? Father, we do thank you for this day, for this opportunity, this privilege, Lord, to come and worship you, Lord, and to remember the real reason for this season, to remember, Lord, why you came here on earth to die for us. Lord, be with me now. Lord, may I speak your words. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Start off with, as a kid, we all probably have our favorite TV shows, movies growing up. All right, and a couple of my favorites, me and my brothers, was we used to like to watch Ninja Turtles. There was even this movie that came out called The Three Little Ninjas. They were little kids. We all have our favorite TV shows, and these were some of our favorites. All right. And so as little kids, our imaginations would run wild. And so you can imagine us as little boys out there fighting over who was going to be the red Ninja Turtle or who was going to be this and that, and then we'd get out there and we would pretend that we had swords and we were fighting and we were just awesome, alright? In our minds, we were really Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, alright? We were awesome. Nobody could touch us, alright? There are a lot of amazing kids in this world, just a couple to mention. Mozart, he wrote one of his first compositions at the age of 5. All right. I took band in junior high for a couple of years, and I probably couldn't read music now. All right. In 1896, Picasso painted one of his most famous paintings at the age of 14. All right. Again, I took art class, and I can barely draw a stick figure. All right. But where I'm going with this is, we have a special child that was born whose birth would be anticipated for thousands of years, all right, who would change the world forever. Alright, it would be announced by a host of angels, alright, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ, even predicted in the Old Testament many times. All right? Now think about that. What child has their destiny predicted? All right, the details and characters of what they're going to accomplish are predicted. You know, the only other child in the Bible that was predicted was John the Baptist, and he came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. All right, so that is awesome to think about this child. All right, and so this morning, briefly, we're going to look at five different aspects of this amazing child that was sent to earth for us. Number one being, this child would be God. All right? It was not a normal conception, as we read, all right, of the Holy Spirit, but it would be a normal birth. All right? He would be in Mary's womb for 9 months. All right? It would be a normal pregnancy. All right? Luke chapter 2, verses 6-7. It says, and so it was that while they were here, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. All right. She carried out the 9 months of labor. All right. Said it was her firstborn son. So that implies that she had him just like she would have her other children. As we think of today, natural birth, all right? Jesus was born fully man, but he was also fully God, all right? And sometimes that's hard for our brains to wrap around, all right? But he was born fully man, but still fully God, all right? He grew as we grow. Luke chapter 2, go down to verse 40. And it says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. All right. Have you ever sat down? I'm pretty sure you have looked at old family photos. All right. You look at some of your own pictures, maybe your children, your family, and you remember how they were this little at one time and then now they're. All right. He grew just as we grow. All right. He started out. And he grew up. Alright? But he also was tempted in all points. Alright? Hebrews 4:15. Says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. All right. So he came. He was born as a man. All right. He grew as we grow. But he was also tempted in all points as we were. All right. But still didn't sin. All right. He still didn't sin. All right. He was to be made like us, like his brethren. All right. Go back to chapter 2 in Hebrews. All right. Verse 17. It says, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto us as brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of people. Alright. He was born as a man, but fully God. He grew as we grow. Alright. He was tempted in all points, but never sinned. Alright. Never sinned. Alright. And he was fit to be made like us, like his brethren. All right, he was to be our substitute, our propitiation. All right, he had to come as a man to die on the cross for man. All right, he had to be buried as a man to raise again for man. All right, the child would be God. All right, the second point, he was sinless and perfect. All right, he was that holy offspring. Going back to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. It says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called Son of God. All right, he was perfect. He was sinless. All right, can you imagine being Mary, all right, and giving birth to a perfect child? All right, now I haven't had any kids yet, so it's hard to imagine me with kids, but I have worked at summer camps during the summer as a counselor, and I would have anywhere from 8 to 10 kids every week. All right, and those of you parents know where I'm coming from. Kids can be pretty rough sometimes, all right? Working at the camp, the kids, they didn't want to listen sometimes. You tell them 100 times to do something, and it seemed like it went in one ear and out the other. All right? They would do stuff they weren't supposed to, even though they knew it was wrong. All right, they don't listen. But imagine being Mary and having a child that was perfect, did not sin. All right? He obeyed her every word. There was no disobedience. There was no bad attitude. When he told her, when she told him to do something, he didn't. Or stomp off. All right? There was no bad attitude. No evil thoughts or acts. All right? He only produced awe, respect. All right? Where he entered holiness at birth, we as believers will not be holy until we pass on, until we get to heaven. He entered full liberty at birth, whereas when we were born into bondage, the bondage of sin. He began by being sanctified. We won't until the end. All right? He lived the sinless life that we can't, all right? To die on the cross for our sins. The perfect and holy Son. Third, He was born sovereign Lord and King, and His kingdom will reign eternally. All right, Luke chapter 1, verse 32 says, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David. All right, it's prophesied in 2 Samuel chapter 7. All right, He will rule the world as the rightful heir. All right, and we look back to the beginning of Matthew, where he gives the genealogy of Christ. All right, and he goes back on both sides, Joseph and Mary's side, to prove that our Lord is the rightful heir. All right, going back to Abraham, you can be traced back to their Jewish lineage. All right, and then he goes back to David's throne, the royal lineage. All right, He is the rightful heir. All right. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, where the wise men are seeking him out. All right. The wise men were a hereditary group of priests who had risen to great prominence. All right. They were kind of like the official kingmakers of the East. All right. Nobody was appointed king, all right, unless they trained, approved, and appointed you. All right. And so back in that time, King Herod, he was the king, and he was a bad man. All right, he even killed his own family because he cherished that crown so much. He didn't want anybody else to rule. So we see Matthew showing that he murdered all the children of a young age because he feared Jesus was going to come and take his crown. He feared. And Jesus is the rightful heir. All right? And Matthew affirms that. And then fourthly, he would be our Savior. He was born to be our Savior. All right? If it wasn't enough that he was born of the Holy Spirit, a natural conception, all right, born of a virgin, if it wasn't enough that he was fully God and fully man, that he lived a sinless life, but that he had also come to be our Savior, Savior of our sins. All right, Luke chapter 2, verse 11. It says, For unto you is born this day the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. All right, go down to verse 30. It says, For my eyes have seen thy salvation. All right. And then Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. It says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Alright? He came to be our Savior. Alright? There was over the manger the shadow of the cross the whole time. And that shadow remained until He went to the cross and paid that penalty of sin for us. Alright? He came to this world with a purpose, and that was to take upon the sins of the world. And then lastly, all right, He is the determiner of every human's destiny. All right, what do I mean by that? Turn back to Luke chapter 2, verses 34 and 35. Simeon is talking. "And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Alright? It is what you do with Jesus that will determine if you will rise or fall after death. Alright? Bible says once appointed man is to die and then the judgment. Alright? Whether you fall into the pits of hell or rise into eternal glory depends on what you do with Jesus, what you do with this Son of God. Alright? He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. Alright? Last verse, chapter 2, verse 33 in Luke. Alright, "And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him." Alright, they were amazed, they were astonished. Alright, this truly was an amazing child. Alright, when we think about him. Thinking back to this past week, actually a week ago, I can call him a friend of ours, that traveled with the coffee team, evangelistic team, passed away in a car accident. Young guy, Dorothy's age, probably, I think, 24, 25, had only been married 2 or 3 years, had a one-year-old son. All right, and I tell you guys this, not to kind of down the moment, but as a reality that we are here for a short time. Life is but a vapor. So I challenge you this morning, what are you doing with this child? All right, I pray that each and every one in here has come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us, taking our sins away. But to be reminded, we're also sharing that good news. All right, it's about more than presents and food and family. All right, it's about sharing the gospel of Christ. And this is why this child was sent. All right, and I pray that we focus on that this holiday season. You know, for some people it can be a rough time who've lost loved ones. All right, but hopefully it's a joyous time. All right, because we have put our trust in Jesus Christ, this Son that was sent to die on the cross for our sins. And so with that, as we close, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted all us to sing a song. Colin and them kind of played a little bit of it this morning. But I wanted us to sing "What Child Is This" as Colin and Paul come back up to lead the music. Just to keep our thoughts on that as we go throughout this holiday season of this child that came. This perfect, holy child, didn't sin. All right. Died on the cross for our sins. Pages. Let me tell them what page it
is. 236. 236. 236. 2 verses. 2 verses.
First two verses. 236, two verses. What child is go home today, spend time with our families and loved ones, and remember the real reason that we gather together each week. The real reason this child was born, and the hope that we have in him, because he has died on the cross for our sins. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for this glorious birth, Lord, for sending your only Son to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, I pray that we would not take that for granted. Lord, but that we would live our lives according so. Be with us now as we go home to spend time with family and loved ones. Keep us safe. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.